Another question that was asked relates to GU toxicity with radiation therapy, I guess post-radical prostatectomy radiation therapy, in terms of how long it lasts. And how did you answer that question? It's interesting, there was such a spectrum of responses in the audience.
Right. Well, the correct answer, according to the slides, is that it could last to up to just about 2 years. And, you know, what they're really getting at here is you've got a surgical scar that's trying to heal. And there's a very important point to be made here. And that is, one should not really do adjuvant radiation until the gentleman's urinary continence has gotten back to about its best level it's going to get at. My personal time interval for waiting in that arena is about 6 months. I won't wait longer than that, unless there is still marked improvement occurring at 6 months. The other issue that wasn't raised in the study, but that I've heard about from Ian Thompson, who's the surgeon who was the co-PI on this study, is that the risk of urethral stricture, which is a late effect that you're not going to see in the first couple of years, was numerically increased a few fold out 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And strictures can lead to subsequent need for dilatation and subsequent incontinence. So those issues are the ones that a patient would need to hear when they're considering adjuvant radiation. The acute issue of the 2 year point I'm less concerned about, because it's more bother, urinary bother, frequency, nocturia, getting up at night. It's the urethral stricture that concerns me 5, 6, 7 years later, because that's the one that can lead to permanent incontinence or a need for an artificial sphincter if correction is attempted and not successful.